BBC News. The head of the International Monetary Fund has said the coronavirus pandemic had created an economic crisis like no other. Kristalina Georgieva said that never in the history of the IMF had they witnessed the world economy come to a standstill. In humanity's darkest hour, she said, the world must stand united. France has acknowledged more than 1,400 coronavirus deaths in care homes since the start of last month. An official said two-thirds of old-age homes had lost at least one person with coronavirus. Italy remains the worst-affected country in Europe, with 14,500 deaths. President Trump and his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron have called for a bigger role for the UN Security Council in battling the pandemic. A White House spokesman said the two leaders had discussed convening a meeting of the Council's permanent members. Oil prices have surged more than 10% as signs grow that Russia and Saudi Arabia may end their dispute over production. World oil prices had fallen to levels not seen for almost two decades. Police in the Pakistani city of Karachi have come under attack as they tried to stop people attending Friday prayers at a mosque. Officials had ordered a curfew to try to stop people gathering to pray because of the risk of spreading the coronavirus. In other news, the embattled Prime Minister of Lesotho has ordered an investigation into rivals in his own party, who he says are plotting to topple the government. Thomas Tabane is accused of playing a role in the murder of his estranged wife. The American singer-songwriter Bill Withers has died. He was 81. His most famous hits, written in the 1970s, include Lean On Me and Lovely Day, both of which remain popular to this day. BBC News.